He's willing to heal your body. He's willing to heal your emotions. Go ahead, Pastor Jim.
And, you know, and I've made this point before. Like you said, Jesus was not supposed to touch the leper. It should have made Jesus unclean. But it didn't. Instead, because Jesus is the fount of clean, I guess, you know, of cleansing, it cleansed the leper. His touch cleansed the leper. And I think not even physical. This may be for somebody out there. You may be thinking, well, I'm just too dirty to get cleansed. I've done too much bad. I've done too many bad things. I've done some horrible things. Doesn't matter. Leprosy was the worst thing that could happen to a person right. under the Old Testament law. And Jesus said, I'm willing, be cleansed. And the leper was cleansed from that moment. If you turn to Jesus,
yes,
no matter how bad
right.
your sins are or how bad you think they are, or no matter how rotten a person you think you are, one touch from Jesus is all it takes to wipe the slate clean.
Absolutely. And that brings me to 1 John 1:9, and then we're going to get Betty's comment before we get up here to the top of the hour. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. There's that word again, from all unrighteousness. Betty, you got about a minute and a half here. Talk.
Well, you know, that's why God sent his son Jesus, is to save us.
Amen.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
And if he could do it for the man in Matthew chapter 8, he can do it for the listener. Is that all we, you know, even if we can only say the word of Jesus, Jesus is there. But Jesus gives us an opportunity throughout is to repent. And I think that he's wanting us to do that now. Is
Amen.
To repent. Turn, and what, you know, from 2 Chronicles, turn from our wicked ways.
Yes.
And that it doesn't matter what you've done, where you have gone, what you have done to other people, is that God is standing at the door and he wants you to knock. He wants you to ask and keep on asking.
Amen.
And that's, I think that, I believe that that's what he's doing now.
Amen.
Through all of this, is that he wants us to have a personal relationship with him.
Amen. And it's a wake-up call, I believe, for
yeah.
people who have, say, well, yeah, I believe in God. Yeah, I believe in God. There's a lot of people out there that don't even believe in God. That's first place to start. And then there's a lot of people who have gotten saved at some point in their life and given their heart to Jesus, but they never grew. They never did anything with it, you know? We could go into that whole thing about that, about growing. But right now, we've been given an opportunity, a golden moment to really go deep with God and our relationship with him. What are we going to do about it? We're going to get into more about the leper and the centurion in just a minute on the second hour here of Living the Good Life. As I mentioned earlier, we tried to do a Facebook post this morning. It kept kicking us out, probably because it was being so overly used, I would imagine. So end up doing a video that we posted on YouTube, and so we're going to be transferring that to Facebook later this evening. Look for that, please, and we will. That's a very inspiring word by the Lord this morning. It will help you in this whole subject of learning to trust God for the healing of our globe, frankly, not just a nation, a globe, everywhere. So, Betty, I mentioned earlier, because we are still in the process of finishing our new website, which should be up by next weekend, the prayers at BOHM Global is not functional right this moment. It will be in just hopefully by tomorrow or the next day. In the meantime, they can send prayer requests to your email, blouthomas2014@gmail.com, or Pastor Jim is uptownjim1@hotmail.com. So you can send any prayer requests there. Betty, do you want to add anything about the prayer team? And we're going to have a whole beautiful, Betty, you already saw the layout of the new website, and we've got a whole big section called Prayer and Encouragement, and with your voice on it. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes. I believe that, I believe that now and moving forward that we all need at some point a word of encouragement. And one of the things that we can do as a blessing is to pray for people. And please, please, if you have a prayer request, please send it to uptownjim1@hotmail.com or to me, blueThomas214@gmail.com, is that we have the ability to pray for each other. And it's a blessing and it's just wonderful to be able to pray for people. I've had people that I don't even know have sent me requests to pray. I've sent a few out through the through our prayer chain, and
right.
people are asking for prayer now.
Oh, they are.
They're not hesitating. They're
yes.
saying, "Please pray for me."
Yes, they are.
And
praise God.
This is an opportunity for us to share how much that God loves them, and that God wants to lift them up above the circumstances. And
Amen.
It's just amazing. So no matter how big, no matter how small your request is, we will take it boldly and confidently to the throne of God.
Amen. We're going to give you the phone number for you to get involved with our prayer meeting of intercession tomorrow night. We're going to give it to you right after this commercial break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
I was doing three things at once, and I cut off the beginning of that one more time, so I'm going to give them to you. Five stations here on Tan Talk Radio Network. They are 3 a.m. station, 1340, 1350, 1400 a.m. You can listen to this show on any of those a.m. and 2 FM, 106.1. FM 104.3 FM. Now also, we are going live. You can see Pastor Jim in the studio. You can't see me. I'm in the control room, but I'm here. And you can go to YouTube/Tan Talk Radio/live right now. YouTube/Tan Talk Radio/live. You'll see PJ in there. And Betty's up in Michigan in the frozen tundra. She was supposed to be here today live, and we had to cancel that. And she'll be here when she can. And so we're and I'm here. I'm here in the control room as always. So it's always a joy to be here. Pastor Jim, why do we do these shows now almost 14 years? Almost 13 years. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Well,
2007 was when we began.
Well, the simple answer is God called us to. But the reason we do it, the heart behind it is to get the word out to people. You know, our motto is where the word of God brings healing and restoration to a lost and hurting world. And that's why we do this,
sure.
to get the word of God, because there's nothing. I mean, the word of God is powerful.
Amen.
It's, you know, sharper than a two-edged sword. It's the word that delivers us, the word that saves us, the word that builds our faith. So that's our goal, is to get out the word of God so that people's lives can be changed.
Absolutely. That's what we do. That's what we're all about. That's our love. That's our passion. That's our purpose. So when we do these Facebook posts, when we do these shows, these YouTube events and all of this, it's because we want to get the word of God out there. We're glad you've joined us today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Beacon of Hope Ministry is our ministry. We are in our 19th year. That's right, right? We celebrated our 18th anniversary last September. So in our 19th year as a ministry, began 2001, September. And God is blessing and has. And a year ago right now, we opened a brand new facility. We're very excited about it. Not very many people there today, of course, and that is totally understandable.
That's okay. We weren't breaking the law.
No, we weren't breaking the law, so it was all good. And anyway, but we are just so blessed. God has done so much for our ministry in all these years, ups and downs, you know, all kinds of things through the years. But God has always been there, always strong, always there. You know, it's amazing. And there's a reason for that, because our feet are standing on the rock. This is a new one by I Am They.
I can see the clouds rolling.
Corona.
I can feel the wind.
can hear the howling lies that haunt me. Fear won't hold me now. My feet are on the rock. When I feel my hope about to break, I will cling to your unchanging grace. Let the waters come. Sinking sand, so stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand, so stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand, so stomp your feet and clap your hands.
Be dancing in the rain, standing on the rock. Are your feet on the rock, Christ Jesus? Because that's where you need to be in these uncertain times. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life right here on TantalkRadioNetwork.com. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my associate, and Betty Thomas up there in Michigan. And we're talking about Matthew chapter 8. So if you get your Bibles, let's go there a moment. And we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to ask you to look for a Facebook post tonight sometime from Beacon of Hope Ministries or later this afternoon or from me, Marcia McAllister, whenever it actually posts. So we will hopefully see that up there yet today from this morning's service. It was a blessing to do that post. So you need that information. So look for it. Matthew chapter 8, we're talking about the leper that came to Jesus. And he said, if you are willing, you're able to cleanse me by curing me. He knew that God, he knew he was the Messiah and that he could do this. And I love this verse 3, Betty. He reached out his hand and he touched him. He wasn't afraid of the leprosy. And he said, I'm willing, be cleansed. And instantly his leprosy was cured and cleansed. Wow. Instantly. That's the God we serve, Betty. Woo!
He is the God of, you know, he's the God of yes and amen. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, you wrote, I wrote in my book years ago when I was a member of your church in Newcastle, is that chapter 8, and it said here in 1997, the chapter of miracles.
Okay.
And that's what you quoted many, many years ago, back, you know, before dirt. Before dirt. Is that, you know, even in my Bible, it says, and I think if this is the NIV, it says, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
Right.
And he is a God of miracles. He is a God that never fails. He is the God that gives and keeps on giving. And he's never ever left us. He never left, you know, he never you know, he's one of the untouchables. That's what another note I put in here, that he touches the untouchable. And if you think that God can't reach you, you can't hide. And Pastor Jim has said this before. You can't hide from God.
Mm-hmm.
He knows you. He created you.
Right.
And he will find you.
Right.
And again, he is the God. He is the God of miracles. And
Amen.
You just have to trust and believe. Have faith, just the size of a mustard seed. And he will come through. He's going to come through with this on the COVID-19. He
sure.
is going to come through.
Sure he is.
And we are going to come out on the
Amen,
other
we
side.
Are. Amen, we are.
Glorious.
Yes, we are.
We are not, here I go. We are not going to be defeated.
Amen.
That we have a race to win, people, and mm-hmm. we have not finished that race. We are still under construction.
Yeah.
And God is going to see us through. He is going to complete what he has started. And he's just, he amazes me day after day, even through all of this, even through this COVID-19, even through back in SARS, through Ebola, God came out victorious.
Amen.
And he's going to do it with this. We just have to have hope. We have to keep listening to the word. We still have to keep reading. We got to keep praying and listen to him. Listen to him, people, and let him talk to you. Let him speak to your heart. Let the Holy Spirit work in you. And I know at the end of this, probably at the end of our broadcast, we will give an opportunity
yes,
for
we will.
You to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And I thank God for this radio program. I thank God for Pastor Marcia and Pastor Jim for what they're doing. They're, you know, a lot of us are out on the front lines. My daughter's out on the front lines. The CNAs, the doctors, the nurses, they all are beginning to see that God is working.
Amen.
I just got a news flash that came in that, you know, you have all these posts that come over and they give you these news things that China is starting to see change.
Yes.
That
yes.
they've actually taken down a tent of the hospitals that they've had. So, people, there's hope.
Amen.
There's
I
hope
agree.
For Jesus
I agree.
Christ. There is hope.
I totally agree.
So you've got to stand firm. And as God is our judge, God is our witness, God is with us, God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen. I totally agree. Let's talk about the centurion. Matthew 8, Jesus went into Capernaum, verse 5 of Matthew 8. A centurion came up to him, begging him, and said, "Lord, my servant boy is lying at the house, paralyzed and distressed with intense pains." Jesus said to him, "I'll come and restore him." Again, point one today, God is willing to heal your body. And Jesus said, "Sure, I'll come and restore him." No place do we see Jesus saying, "You know what? Forget it. You've been bad. You've had an attitude, or you have a lying problem, or you have this problem or that problem." Jesus never turns people down, Pastor Jim. Want to comment on that?
Well, and if anybody should have been turned down, it would have been this Roman centurion.
He wasn't an Israelite.
No, I mean, Jesus said, posts in one other spot, that he had come just for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Right.
Well, and there's no indication that the centurion in this case is a God-fearer, is like a Gentile who'd go to the synagogue and listen to the service. There's no indication of that. Whereas when you talk about Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, which we were at before,
yeah,
it specified he was a God-fearer. Well, this we just hear, he's a centurion, but somehow he had heard about Jesus'
works. Yes, he had.
And when you'd mentioned the leper earlier, I went back and there's not a whole lot of place for that to have occurred before the Sermon on the Mount, but chapter 4 of Matthew talks about as soon as the temptations were over, Jesus is out preaching the kingdom and healing the sick, and the last couple of verses of chapter 4 of Matthew talks about people coming from everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, all that whole region to get healed and delivered by
right,
him.
Right.
So somehow the centurion heard about this.
Yes.
And Gentiles, especially Roman centurions, were on about the same level in some Jewish eyes as lepers.
Right.
I mean, again, second example of boldness.
Right, boldness.
Because there
the leper
is,
was bold, the centurion's bold.
Right.
Right.
There's no earthly reason why the centurion, why didn't he go to, you know, why didn't he pray to Jupiter or, you know, or Mars or one of the other Roman gods? But he didn't. He came to Jesus because here was Jesus out healing. And it was undeniable. I mean, people are getting healed by the droves.
Oh, absolutely.
And so here's Jesus healing. The centurion comes up and says, you know, my boy servant, my young servant is just really paralyzed, hurting, needs your help. And Jesus, without hesitation, says, I will come and heal him.
Now, I love it.
Apart from
he didn't say,
thing,
wait a minute, you're not an Israelite.
Right, you're a Gentile. But we're going to find out what Jesus was looking at here in a minute. But that when he said, I will come and heal him, that must have been a scandal among the Pharisees.
Right.
And the Zealots, especially.
Yeah.
Some of you might remember the movie Jesus of Nazareth. They kind of play this part up, you know, calling Jesus a friend of the Romans. But that's how it would have looked.
Right.
He was betrayed. And I mean, some people would have seen this as a betrayal of his own countrymen because he wanted to do some good for the Roman centurion.
Exactly.
And yet I believe, and I have no real proof, but I believe this is just laying the groundwork for Cornelius in Acts chapter 10.
Right.
I mean, you know, the centurion says, please do this. And Jesus says, okay.
Yeah, there's no like, oh, I don't know about that. You know, I'm not sure about that. He doesn't do that at all, does he?
No, he doesn't. He just says, okay, I'll come and heal him. It's the centurion that stops him.
Yeah.
And the centurion, and I, you know, again, the centurion must have, even if he wasn't a God-fearer, he kind of knew what was up. Because he said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. I know, you know, Lord, my place in this whole thing.
Sure.
But just say the word and my servant will be healed.
Yeah.
Again, say what? Say the word.
Say the word. Word of God speak. Yes.
Right. Say the word. And, you know, that shows, I think, a lot of humility. Yes, in Jesus, we're all accepted.
Sure.
I mean, when we accept him by his grace, we're accepted in the beloved.
Amen.
But, you know, the centurion was saying, you know, I'm who am I? I'm a Gentile. Why should the Jewish Messiah come under my roof?
Right.
And is it okay if I go on?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then in verse 9, he says, for I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go. And he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my slave, do this, and he does it. I do like, and I'll reference Jesus of Nazareth again, because I always watch it at Christmas and Easter, but it's Ernest Borgnine that played the centurion in this case, and he adds this sentence, which explains the whole thing. I don't need to see it. I know.
Right. He knew
and
it in his heart.
That kind of sums this all up. He
it
says,
does,
look,
doesn't it?
Lord, I know it's going to happen. I'm a man under authority, just like the sickness is under your authority.
Yes.
If I tell somebody, go do this, they do it. I just know they're going to do it. That's what he was saying to Jesus. I know if you just say it.
It's going to happen.
It'll happen.
And we declare that right now against this plague around the globe, COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, we declare that it is beginning to dissipate and that it will eventually lose its power and its ability to make so many sick and instantly would be great, Lord.
Amen. I'm up for instant.
Yeah. Betty, you want to comment on what Pastor Jim's talking about here with the centurion? I got hiccups. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, you know, you're fine. You know, one of the things is that when Pastor Jim was talking about boldness, is that sometimes the weak needs to be strong. I mean, we speak we speak wholeness, and just like, you know, Jesus did to the centurion, I believe that there was no one or anything that would stop Jesus from doing his ministry. You know, as we go on down through the, you know, through the scripture, is that Jesus touched the untouchables. He never, no one had any respect for a lot of these people. Jesus did, and Jesus still does. Jesus has respect for all of us. He loves us, just like he loved those untouchables, the man with the leprosy, the centurion. He loved them, no matter how people looked at them, he loved them.
He certainly did, you know, yes.
And, you know, Jesus's love attracts a lot of people, no matter, again, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, Jesus' love reaches you, and it touches you just like it did with the people in Matthew chapter 8. And it just goes to show you that no matter the circumstances that you're in, no matter the circumstances that you think you've done, that you think if you're not worthy, if you think that Jesus doesn't love you, I want to tell you that, yes, he does. He does love you.
Amen.
He loves you more than anyone else in the world, than anyone else. And his love extends. He extended it to the leper, to the, excuse me, the man with leprosy. He extended it to the man, the centurion. He extends it all throughout the Bible. His love extends beyond what we could ever see or imagine.
Amen. It does. It does. It does. Because he loves us so very much. So the centurion somehow had faith in him. And people, you say, well, I don't have much faith, Pastor. I just don't have much. I don't know what to do about it. That's where you need to be in the Word of God. Romans 10:17. That's another verse you can put down on your list. Romans 10:17. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You want to explain that, Pastor Jim?
Well, our faith grows by, well, our faith in whatever grows by whatever we hear. By that, I mean, it's a promise. If we listen to the Word of God, if we hear it,
yeah,
then, you know, Paul says, faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And hearing by the Word of God.
Amen.
That's how faith comes. We have to hear it in order to believe it.
Amen.
And, you know, Paul's very adamant about that, you know, because he says, how will they hear if nobody, you know, if they don't have a preacher? And how are they going to preach if they're not sent?
Right.
So it's important that we hear the Word. Mm-hmm. I'm all for personal Bible study. I love it. I do it every day, or try to. Because that's just a way to ground my day. But there's also times when you need to hear it, either preached or on an audio tape, ooh, a tape, a CD, MP3. I'm trying to be all, you know, technical here.
Catch up.
Yeah, well. But sometimes you just need to hear it because it'll sink down in your spirit.
It will. And that's why we do these shows, 13 years of this. That's why we have spent so much money and time on this new website, because we want to get the Word of God out there. I need to give you this phone number again and explain why we are doing this. The McKays, we were supposed to have a big service with them next Sunday. Of course, that's postponed. Right now, it's August 30th. But they have this ability, and she told me about it, and I signed up too, and it's free. And so here is the phone number that you can call when we have these weekly prayer meetings. You can be involved as if you were there, because you will hear everything right on my phone. And it is, get ready to write it down, 480-1-480-297-0773. Pastor Jim's checking me right now, see if my memory's good.
Yeah, I am.
1-480-297-0773, right, Pastor Jim?
Right.
Okay, our access number when the phone is answered, the access number is 362-5851 with a pound sign after that. 362-5851 with a pound sign after that. You can be involved
Correct.
In the prayer meetings directly tomorrow night, 5:30, between 5:30 and 7, anytime. And my phone will tell me when you come on. You can either join in and comment, or you can just listen. and let your faith rise. Betty, why would they want to do that?
Encouragement. Hope.
Amen.
To give them an opportunity to hear and join together where two or three are gathered in his name, that he is there in the midst of them, that the prayer of God's people is being heard, and it's time that we all join together in prayer, seek the Lord's face, and again, quoting 2 Chronicles, and pray together, and he will heal our land.
Amen.
And I think he's wanted us to do this for a long time.
Long time.
A long time is to pray together. And even though we can't gather together, this is a wonderful way to get people together in one accord, praying in the name of Jesus, and watch the Lord work.
Yeah, this...
This is awesome.
It's awesome, and a few years ago, we didn't even have this technology. I don't know when this became available. I just found out about it last week from the McKays. It's probably been around a lot longer than that, because I might be slow on the uptake there on that. Listen to this song by Selah, You Deliver Me, because people, you're going to be delivered from this plague. You are.
This powerful emotion lifts me up above the plane. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go, showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, you deliver me. When the road is winding, way too long, you deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given. Too long, you deliver me.
Praise God. When I feel like the road's too long, when I feel like I can't go on, when I feel like all of this is pressing down on me, when you, dear listener, feel like you are vulnerable, perhaps by age, by illness, whatever, you might be susceptible, more susceptible than someone else. When you feel like, oh my, I'm getting a sore throat, or this might is happening, or whatever the case may be, God wants to deliver you from the fear. He wants to deliver you from the attack of the enemy. He wants to set you free from those thoughts that would bind you up to the point that you are almost helpless and hopeless. When we are alone and we are not having fellowship with others, we are more susceptible to the lies and the tricks of the enemy. Another reason we do this show. I'm going to pray for you right now, and then we're going to Matthew 8, verse 13. Matthew 8:13, but I'm going to pray for you right now. The anointing of God is very strong after that song, You Deliver Me. Lord, we believe that you're our deliverer. Your word says you are our deliverer, you are our healer, you are our comforter, you are our friend, you are Savior. You are the one who fills us with your Holy Spirit. You're our Holy Spirit baptizer. You are all of this. And so many of our listeners probably have never, ever known you as their deliverer or as their healer. And Lord, it's so often when our back is against the wall is when we learn more about your nature, when we need you.
Amen.
And we need you right now. We need you as a nation. We need you as a world. Every country in this world needs you. All the millions and billions of people around this globe need you now, mighty God. And I believe that this is going to turn and you will get glory for what you do in people's lives. Lord, I'm asking that our listeners will be impressed to turn to you, to get in their Bible, to read the book of Matthew, to read the verses that we are talking about today, to memorize them, to mark them in their Bible, to actually say, I need this verse. It's going to help me through this storm. Lord, I believe that you're the healer of our bodies. I've lived it for many years and been healed of many things myself. I've seen your healing power. I've laid hands on the sick and watched them healed. I've seen a blind man have his sight restored in Honduras many years ago. I have seen your miracle healing power over and over again through the years. And that is why we preach the gospel on these airwaves. Because we have seen your power. We have seen what you can do to us and help us through emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. Lord, there's so many across the globe that have lost jobs and finances right now. Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I ask that you supernaturally provide for your children. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's all going to stop and wind down, but Lord, we take this as an encouraging word that it is getting better in China. And we are going to believe that this attack here will be short-lived, be over very soon. We'll get back to our lives. But Lord, we don't want to change our desire for you and our awareness of you just because our lives get back to normal. But instead, God, we want to be so on fire for you because we've seen you work in our lives, because we felt your still small voice in the middle of the night when we're afraid, because you have helped us through every single part of the journey. And so, Lord, we want to turn to you. In God we trust. Lord, we want that to be really, truly the mantra for this nation. In God we trust. So, Lord, we put our trust in you. And so for every listener, whether live or later, that listens to the show, Lord, let this be a turning point in their lives right now. Let them know beyond a doubt that you love them and care about them, that you don't want them to die, but you want them to live and tell of the glory of the Lord. And so, Lord, we claim healing around this globe. We claim healing. We claim that this thing will be much shorter than they are predicting. We claim that people's lives will be changed. And as we turn to you and trust you and believe you, that we will be healed no matter what it is going on in our bodies. We are going to trust you for that right now. Lord, if there's anybody out there that does not know that you are their Lord and Savior, that if they died tonight, they would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. Betty, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me the Lord's Prayer, the sinner's prayer. And I am going to ask you, people around the globe, if you are not sure of your salvation, if you do not know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, if you do not have the assurance in your heart that if you died tonight, you would be in his presence for all eternity, make the decision now to pray with Betty as we pray this prayer and accept Jesus into your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that Jesus healed the sick as he walked this earth.
I believe that Jesus healed the sick as he walked this earth.
I believe that Jesus can heal my body right now.
I believe that Jesus can heal my body right now.
I accept you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior.
Lord, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
I invite you to come and live in me.
I invite you to come and live in me.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you to forgive me for everything and anything.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
I am your child and you are my father.
I am your child and you are my father.
And Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
And Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
This I declare.
This I declare.
In the precious name of Jesus.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
And amen.
Pastor Jim.
Well, where do you go after that? Except, you know, if this was, if you just got saved, if you just came to know Jesus, there's a whole adventure that's waiting for you. And we've talked about a lot of that today. Healing, deliverance. You know, we're all tend to be broken. And Jesus came to make us whole. And sometimes that's done with Christian counseling. Sometimes it's done with deliverance. Sometimes it's done with healing. Whatever Jesus will touch and heal whatever's broken in us. That's what he does. And I would just, you know, if you just came to the Lord, I'd recommend get a Bible you can read. There's all sorts of versions out there, whatever you're most comfortable with. Pray. We've talked about prayer. We've talked about a lot about prayer today. Join us tomorrow night and kind of see what group prayer is like. But it's also important that you talk to God and get into the Word. Get into a fellowship that believes the Word. You know, find a local church. Certainly, you're more than welcome to watch our podcasts or our YouTubes when we get those going. That'd be a great way to start.
Amen. But get in the Word. Yeah. Listen to this show, and that we have a lot of them. Well, actually, our old website is not. So by next week, I'll be able to tell you, and we will have some current ones on our brand new website for you to listen to. Betty, go ahead. Yes, talk to us, Betty.
One of the things that the Lord, while we were praying together, that if any of our listeners actually accepted Jesus Christ today as their Lord and Savior,
yes.
We want to hear from you.
We do.
We want you to say yes. And we will pray with you for the next 30 days, whatever it takes to, and maybe equip you with some scriptures.
Amen. Yes, we will.
That can help you through this pursue this new adventure that you've told us about, that you've accepted Christ as your Savior, because we want you to be on fire for God. And again, if you said yes today to the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to hear from you. And I'm soon we'll give you those website or the email addresses again. And we want to help you through these next few days, weeks, and months ahead in any way that we can as a ministry through Jesus Christ. And we just give God all the glory Amen. And all the praise.
Amen. Yes, because we are websites down right now and finishing it up. Send any prayer requests or talk about what if you prayed that prayer to UptownGym1, the number one, UptownGym1 at hotmail.com, or Betty's is B Lou, like the letter B, and then L O U Thomas stands for Betty Lou Thomas, obviously. B Lou Thomas 2014 at Gmail. B Lou Thomas 2014 at Gmail, and hopefully by next Sunday we will have everything up and running.
Right, and if I can just add, if you have any questions, Nan, who's on the radio team, can testify that I love answering questions. I love looking up scriptures. I mean, if you got questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Amen. Yes, he is, and he's great at it. Matthew 8:13. Yes, then to the centurion Jesus said, "Go. It shall be done for you as you've believed." People, the key to your miracle is you believing. That's the key. Okay? Matthew 19:26 is one of those verses you need to write down that I talked about on the Facebook post, which you'll probably see tomorrow. Matthew 19:26, and it says, "With man, a lot of things are not possible." Jesus said this, but with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. If you believe. It says, "It shall be done for you as you believed," and the servant boy was restored to health at that very moment. The key is believing, Jim.
Oh, amen. If you don't believe, well, and this isn't the only time Jesus says this in the Gospels. He says it to the woman with the issue of blood and several others. "As you have believed, be it done to you."
It's all about belief.
It's all about believing. Mm. I mean, we can say, "Oh, yeah, Jesus is a nice guy, and I'm so sorry he had to die, and maybe it's great that he maybe was resurrected, I don't know." But unless you believe that he died for you and took not only your sins, but every sickness, all your brokenness to the cross, that he rose again, he's your healer. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to believe that. If you believe that, he will heal you.
Amen. Amen. The verse in Romans that says... it's about believing. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart.
Romans 10:17.
That's hearing faith. And believing. If you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart.
Chapter 10, verse 9.
Chapter 10, verse 9. And believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So it's a matter of believing. It's a matter of confessing it. So that's why you need to talk about it. Right? Romans 10:9-10. That's what it is. I just had a mental lapse there. If we believe and we confess with our mouth.
Go ahead. I got it. Yeah. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness.
Right.
And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
Word
in the Greek for salvation doesn't just mean getting fire insurance.
That's right. It
means wholeness, healing, deliverance.
Sozo. Yeah.
Everything is wrapped up in that.
In that word.
So you believe in your heart. That gets you in the position to confess with your mouth.
Yes.
And then it happens.
Woo! And then you got healing for your body. Mm-hmm. Betty. Talk to us.
Well, you know, that's one of the scriptures. I mean, I've been writing these down. And, you know, that is the one that I don't know why it just hit me like a ton of bricks, is that Jesus, what he says, he's going to do.
Amen.
Even through salvation, is that That's our ticket. My daughter Megan, you know, she's quite the lady who likes to quote different things, but she says that's our ticket out of here.
It is our ticket out of here.
It is our ticket out of here. Is salvation, mm-hmm. And no one says it better than Jesus Himself when He says, "I will never leave you nor forsake
Amen.
You." And because God sent His only Son that died on the cross, and you know, Easter's coming up, and one of the things that God did for you, listener, is He sent His Son Jesus.
Amen.
And salvation is that one thing that saves us, gives us hope and encouragement.
Amen.
For the future.
Amen.
Because God is our future. God is our forever, ever good Father.
Amen.
He's the man.
He is.
The man.
Get a piece of paper. I'm going to give you these verses we've talked about today. Just write down the reference. You can look them up, mark them in your Bible later. James 1:17, He's a good Father. Every good gift comes from Him. Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. John 10:10, thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, "I came to give you life, give it abundantly." Matthew 19:26, where Jesus said, "With man, things aren't possible, but with God, all things are possible." 2 Chronicles 7:13-14, if my people will humble themselves and pray. Pastor Jim mentioned Ephesians 1:16-23, great prayer to pray. Ephesians 1:16-23. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just, forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Romans 8:11, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, then He'll give life to your mortal body by that Spirit who dwells in you. So, oh my, there's so much here. Pastor Jim, we've got a whole huge arsenal right here just in this show alone.
This radio show sounds like one of my sermons.
Amen. Amen. What a great way to get the word down on the inside of us. But to hear the practical application of it. I'm going to give you both another opportunity to make a comment before we do this song that's going to... There won't be a dry eye around.
Oh,
so
dear.
Go ahead, Betty.
Well, you know, one of the things that God wants us to do is seek Him.
Amen.
Seek His face. Is you know, I don't memorize scripture very well, but is to seek, ask, and knock.
Right.
And because He wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from your heart what is bothering you. You know, worry is the infancy stage of fear, and He wants that fear to be replaced with faith, with hope and encouragement. And I encourage you to seek Him. Seek Him, not the world as the world does, but seek Him through the Word. There's so many different ways to seek Him, is through Bible apps, through the written word, listening to Bible apps that can get the Word of God down in you so that you can have the hope and encouragement that we've talked about today on the radio.
Amen. Absolutely. Woo! I'll give you both a chance for a final word after this song, Give Me Jesus. So we need people. We need Jesus. Danny Gokey.
Oh, give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. When
when I am alone. Oh, when I am alone. And when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. All I need, oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need.
Praise God. Lord, we need you. We're a people that are suffering greatly with fear, with worry, anxiety. Lord, we need you. You're the answer.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus. Meet every need of every listener, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jim, a final word from you.
Yeah, well, let me pull myself back together. you know, I was listening to the song, and the relevancy of the second and third verses. Mm-hmm. When I'm alone,
yeah,
you know, some of us alone. Across the country, yeah, are being asked to shelter in place,
right,
and to be quarantined. You know, give me Jesus.
Right.
You know, give me Jesus, and it doesn't even have to be in a quarantine.
No.
some of us just are alone in general.
Right.
And I just pray that Jesus would be with those people.
Yeah.
Anyone who either is alone or feels alone. And when I come to die, you know, we're all mortal.
Right.
And as I age, that part of that song means more to me every time I hear it because mm-hmm. I, you know, but just give me Jesus from yeah. beginning to end. Give me Jesus. And that's what I pray for our listeners.
That yes.
From the beginning of your new life to the end of this current life, that you would have Jesus.
Amen.
Because then when this body stops working, we'll go on in eternity with him, and eventually we get a new body.
Amen.
So it's all about Jesus.
It's all about Jesus.
There's nothing more important. You know, I think it was Josh McDowell said, history is his story.
Amen. I like that. Thank you, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. You're a wonderful, wonderful blessing to us, a beacon of hope, and to our listeners. Betty, got about 2 minutes.
I'm glad you called on him first.
Were you crying?
No, not at all. No, I don't cry at all, do I?
No, all the time.
One of the things that the Lord impressed me during that song is that we turn off the TV and turn on to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Is that we have so much encouragement through the Word of God. And the one scripture that I have, and I'm sure all of us have, is Psalm 91.
That's right.
Is security of the one who trusts in the Lord. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, this is from the Amplified Version, will remain secure and rest in the shadow
Amen.
Of the Almighty.
That's right.
Whose power no enemy can withstand.
Amen.
And that's even the COVID-19.
That's right.
Because I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my mm-hmm. fortress. My God, in whom I trust.
In whom I trust.
Great confidence, and in whom I rely.
Amen. Thank you. That's a great word to close on today. Thank you, Betty Thomas. We love you. God bless you. Woo! To our listeners, we love doing these shows, but it's really because these shows are time for us to enter into the presence of the Lord, too. And the anointing on them is totally powerful. It is not of our making. It is of the Holy Spirit. We seek him for every show. We give him the right to lead us where he wants us to go in the show with this music and everything. Let this song minister to you. I put it on again on purpose, intentionally. If you need us, our phone number is 727-888-4171. 727-888-4171. The phone number for the prayer meeting tomorrow night between 5:30 and 7 is this, 1-800-1480-297-0773. 1-480-297-0773. Our access number is 362-5851-pound. 362-5851-pound. You can call in anytime. Be a part of that prayer meeting. We will be at church on Wednesday night at 5:45 for a few people to have another prayer meeting and a short Bible study. And we'll be at church again next Sunday morning, Lord willing. And we will get that Facebook post up probably tomorrow. I'm beginning to think it has something to do with my data. So it renews tomorrow, so maybe that's really what the problem is. So we will get it up soon. And just watch it and share it, please. God bless you. It's been Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, and Betty Thomas. God bless you.
Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. All this world, you
is all I need. Oh, it's all I need. Won't you give me Jesus? Oh, it's all I need. Morning when I rise, when I lay.